I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like monster had taken over me and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Natalie Morris.
I'm Sasha Shipway. Thanks to Sky this week, not only for covering the games in South Africa, but also Caroline Barker's chats with Stacey Francis and Netball South Africa President Cecilia Moloquane about her hopes for the future of netball in South Africa and her own journey. They're online at Sky Netball. Those games in South Africa saw England win 2-1. Day one saw England win 58-63 after extra time. Who can forget that? Such fantastic game to watch, and player of the match went to Shadeen van der Merwe. Brilliant performance from her.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bonus if you get player of the match, and I couldn't have done it without all team effort. So thanks for my team for giving me that opportunity to gain the player of the match.
The second day saw England win in standard time, thankfully for everyone who was on court, and the score was 53-59 to England. Player of the match went to Nat Haythornthwaite, and she had a chat with Caroline Barker from Sky Sports after the game.
Tick, tick, tick. Captain, test win done, series win done, player of the match done.
I know, I think it's just, yeah, so fortunate and so grateful to be in this position amongst with so many other good girls. I think the girls did awesome out there. I thought Kadeem was incredibly controlled, and Stacey Francis in the back. Yeah, it was just so many good players out there today.
Controlled is right. You pick out Kadeem. Sometimes maybe she's had those that have said, sometimes she throws the ball, doesn't give it away. But has Jess been talking to you all about just those calm moments?
I think so, yeah, and especially Kadeen. She said that she's been working on that in the off-season, and it's really obvious. I think, yeah, just playing with her back in Loughborough, she's just so controlled and she's just loving the game, and you see the emotion that she had today just because she's just so elated.
Clearly you're going to go for the clean sheet, right? All three. But did you think you'd be in this position?
No, well, obviously, we came out to do that. We wanted to win back-to-back games, and there's another game tomorrow, and that's exactly what Jess has just said to us. We've got one more game to go, and we want to seal the deal and get all three done.
Day three saw a strong start from South Africa in the first quarter and a debut for Kate Shimmin and Sophie Drakeford-Lewis. One bird dropping from the ceiling, landing on Laura Malcolm, wasn't enough as South Africa went on to win 54-48. However, as Jess told Sky, it was a game which she took so much pride in for her team overall.
I don't know, does it feel a little bit flat?
Well, in some ways, I think, in the immediate aftermath, but only because I think we could have won that one as well. And I think the difference between today and the first two matches was just we weren't quite as composed and as clinical in those pressure moments that we had shown in game one and two. But then I very quickly turned to huge pride, and I don't think the achievement of coming here should be underestimated. Away from home, with only four players returning from that World Cup squad, to win the series in the first two matches in the way in which we had to do it. I mean, yeah, I can't have too much of a hangover from just game three. That's not to say that there weren't key learnings from that, but I just thought the only difference was managing those key moments. And yeah, we just weren't quite as clinical today, but it meant a lot to South Africa, and we knew it was going to mean a lot. And I think both teams put everything out there. We just weren't quite as effective. We weren't lacking hard work or passion, but just not quite as effective today.
So, Nat, England obviously won the Test series against South Africa. They didn't quite clinch the final game, but what did you make of their performance in the series as a whole?
I think it was really positive start for the newbies. It was so great to see so many new faces on court. I think it was really nice to get young players bedded in and to give them that time on court, as well as seeing some, you know, different combinations in both ends as well. Obviously, it was shaky. There was a lot of nerves, I think, there. And I think it's almost jarring as a spectator to see that, because we've kind of got so used to the familiar faces over the last couple of years of the cycle, and seeing them being so dominant and so clinical and so precise. So to see that felt like it was a bit scary, to feel like we've gone maybe a couple of steps backwards, but I think it's necessary looking forward. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think that George Fisher did really, really well. She really impressed me. And I think it was, in my eyes, it's about time that she's bought into another series. In fact, I think she should be given even more opportunities because I think she's outstanding. And I think that, yeah, at times we weren't particularly good. We made probably far too many mistakes for us to make at a World Cup or Commonwealth Games. But it is the beginning of the four-year cycle. So you can see kind of where Jess Thirlby is going with this group of players, and it will be interesting in a couple of years to see out of this group who actually will evolve into whatever England squad, you know, that are playing in South Africa in the next World Cup and in Birmingham in the 2022 Commonwealth Games.
That's so true, because because these are the players on the court now, like it's a four-year cycle, like you say, and who knows who's going to impress and who's going to keep developing and proving themselves. So it's kind of almost like this is still the very, very early stages, and Jess is obviously just scoping out what kind of talent she has at the moment, who's going to be around. And there's still going to be younger players who we've not even seen yet who are still working their way up. So I think it's a really good starting point. And like you say, George Fisher was absolutely brilliant, as well as Ellie Cardwell, I think, as well. I think she's another notable player who made a really big impact coming on from the bench. And I loved seeing that strength and that confidence in the circle. And I think they really have the potential to become a kind of Hart and Housby-esque combination there, and with those long feeds in. I can really see the potential in those players.
Oh, totally. I'm just so intrigued to see what will happen to Joe Harton and Helen Housby with Cardwell and George Fisher coming in. I'm wondering how those combos will work, because we're so used to seeing Housby and Harton together. But I think there's so much strength with, you know, the two shooters that we've seen in this test series. So I'll be really intrigued to see what they do coming forward and how they work the combinations out, really.
Definitely. So before we kind of go into the mechanics of the three games, we probably should talk about the interesting dynamic of the interviews before the first game. Was it the second game?
It was the second game, yeah.
Yeah, between, so Stacey Francis coming back into the fold and then obviously throwing to Tracy Neville to give her kind of response to that on Sky. What were your first thoughts when you saw those two interviews?
I was shocked, actually, because I think that it could have been very easy for both Tracy and Stacey to say, look, we don't want to talk about it. I've previously had players say to me, I don't want to talk about something or whatever when I've done interviews, and it is really difficult, because to me it was very, very obvious when Stacey came straight back in to the England setup as soon as Tracy left. I mean, I'd heard rumours previously that, you know, they did have their issues, but it was confirmed to me when Stacey came back in, and then seeing those interviews, they clearly have issues, and they both acknowledge that in a very, you know, controlled manner. But it's very, very interesting, to be honest. There's obviously been some kind of drama. What do you think?
Well, I liked how candid they both were, particularly Stacey. And I think that's like you say, I think netball has often been quite guilty of not having that transparency and not having the clarity on these kind of issues and things in the past. When things have come up, they've just been kind of swept under the carpet, and we never really get to the bottom of what's gone on, and everyone's left questioning, and there's rumours circulating on social media. And I think it's much better for the sport as a whole to be able to address these things when there are personality clashes, because that's going to happen, and to be able to just put it out there on the surface and be like, yep, we didn't really get on. There were issues with the dynamic of the team. And now, you know, now that there's been a personnel change, Stacey can step back into the fold. And it doesn't necessarily have to be this big, you know, cloak and dagger conspiracy about some big drama. It can just be the reality. And it's kind of nice to let the fans in on that and to understand why those decisions are being made, if that makes sense.
Oh, definitely. And I think there is still some kind of mystery behind exactly what happened, even though it was alluded to in some way or another. But the way Sky handled it, I was very, very impressed by it. In fact, I think their coverage across the entire test series, their analysis has just been brilliant. And well done to Tamsin as well for coming back in a week after having a baby. Women are amazing.
Women are amazing, and Tamsin's commitment to netball is just faultless. Like, that is like serious commitment. Like, I'm very, very impressed with that. But yeah, so Stacey obviously won best defender for the series afterwards as well, which I think was really well deserved. I think she made a great impact in that defending circle. She was really strong. She was really directive, and her kind of experience really showed through, particularly when she was playing with the younger players. Obviously, Fran also had an amazing game, got some fantastic interceptions. What did you think of that defensive end?
Oh, I loved it. I really enjoyed seeing the two of them together. I think you're totally right in saying that. And it was so good to have Stacey back, because I've seen her been playing down under in the Super Netball League in Australia. And she's just so impressive. Like, her work rate is outstanding. She's like, just, you could carve her out. She's just so fit. And you can totally see that on the court. And she's just got this tenacity and fierceness that you don't really see matched in other players, to be totally honest with you. And it was so good to see her back. Honestly, I really, really rate her as a defender. And I think she was brilliant. And I think her and Fran Williams were totally excellent together, and really well deserved for Stacey to win that award at the end of the series.
100%. And then through the mid-court, we had the two Nats, Panagari and Haythornthwaite, working really well together. Nats, obviously, that was her... Well, Haythornthwaite, that was her first captaincy run out for a test series. And she obviously did really, really well to get that first win. And I think she really led through the middle. She was really solid, really dependable, putting in those strong feeds, just, you know, giving it when she saw it, that really confident play that I think was really important for the younger players to kind of feed off of.
Oh, totally. She's brilliant. I mean, it's obviously not always... I don't think it's particularly obvious as a spectator to know whether you've got someone... You know, like, we've all met... Well, you and I have both met Nat. We know that she's a fantastic... She's a lovely person and she's an outstanding player. But it's not always easy to know exactly how a person is as a captain until you sort of see the behind-the-scenes stuff. But it did look like she was leading from the front. And she's just... You know, she led really well. She played in brilliant form. And I think that's the best way that you can see a captain on the court, in the way that they play. And she was just really, really good. And it was great to see her line up with George Fisher. Obviously, they played together when George was at Wasps. And I liked the fact that Nat, as you said, she didn't hesitate. She fed it straight in. And George also didn't hesitate. She will just turn to the post and shoot most of the time. And I think a lot of the times fans have been quite frustrated watching players feed it back out to get a centimetre closer to the post. And it's so frustrating, because then you're giving the defenders another opportunity to jump in on it and to lose the ball. And I think George just didn't do that. She just would turn, shoot, confident. And her ability to grab a ball from, you know, so high up in the air, almost out of the court, is just brilliant. So the two of them, really, really rated them. And yeah, well done to Nat on her first captaincy.
Yeah, 100%. There was a lot of strength in that shooting end, particularly given how strong the South African defence was, particularly in that final game. I was absolutely blown away by the South African circle defenders in that third test game, because they were just all over everything, like their elevation, their tenacity, and England were having to recycle that ball endlessly. And that was, I think, what scuppered us in that final game, that just inability to penetrate the circle and having to go back and back and around and around the circle and just never making that connection. So really, you know, big props to the defence for forcing that.
Oh, totally. I was so impressed. Fumza Mwene, I'm such a big fan of her. I think she's such a good player, isn't she? And I think it took her a tiny bit of time to work around George, and then I think she'd sort of figured it out a little bit. But yeah, South Africa as a whole, don't underrate them, because they're constantly improving and very, very impressive, that's for sure.
Definitely. And obviously they were missing a few key players as well. And then Siggy Berger obviously had that knock to her head, which took her out as well. And I think given all of that, they gave a really strong performance, which I think they'll be happy, particularly with taking that third win. They wouldn't have wanted us to come over there and take a whitewash 3-0, definitely. So they can be really proud of that. And I think it again just shows you know, how much competition there is going to be over this next 4-year cycle. Just as we're kind of building up new players now, other countries will be too. And South Africa are going to be very much in contention, given what we've seen over the last couple of days. So yeah, really impressive from them.
Oh, definitely. And what did you make of Jess Thirlby's decision to put kind of a less tested combination onto the court for the benefit of them gaining experience with Kate Shimmins, Sophie Drakeford-Lewis on the court?
I felt for the girls because it was such a hard, it was a really tough game for them, and you could see it, and they were nervous, and there were so many errors. But I think it was definitely the right decision because we'd won the series, which was the important thing and what Jess needed to do. And then the whole point of bringing these girls out is to give them court time and to give them that experience. What's the point of naming them in a long squad and then getting them out of their training and then not giving them that crucial time on court? And I think after the first quarter, I was watching like, oh my God, like this isn't going well. But I'm really glad she kept them on because I think that would have been a huge blow to their confidence to just put them all on, it not go to plan, and then just take them all off. Like that would not have been a good way to build up those players. You need to give them that time to bed in and to settle. And I think that's what she did, and they managed to, you know, maintain that. It didn't get worse. It didn't completely spiral out of control when they were on. And I think it was worth, you know, taking that hit in that game to give them that breathing space. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. I actually, in a series like this, which obviously isn't a World Cup or Commonwealth Games, I respect a coach more for making that decision because, yeah, sometimes you do have to accept a loss for the benefit of gaining experience. They lost the battle, but they'd won the war anyway. So, you know, it wasn't really a massive deal to me. And I think that players, you know, like Sophie Drake for Lewis Kate Sherman, they would have probably had a massive knock in confidence had she have taken them off for the second quarter. And it was a really good thing that, as you said, she kept them on because they needed that. They needed their coach to show them belief, not just say, oh, well done, but you're coming off, give me a bib, because that's really what they needed. And I think it will massively benefit them in the long run.
100%. I'll be really excited to see what's going to happen in January at the home series, because I think, you know, we've got so much support and so much momentum, particularly following the success of in South Africa, and to see the decisions that Jess makes there, who's going to be named in those squads as well. There might be some differences. So yeah, it'll be great to see if we're going to see similar decisions being made.
Totally. I'm loving seeing new players, new combinations for the meanwhile, and great to have it on home soil as well, because all of these matches are going to be so competitive. So roll on the Nations Cup in 2020. Can't wait.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like monster taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.